Shalom, Boker Tov, good morning. Well, it's good to be with you again this morning. I'm really looking forward to our prayer together. I do want to start off by saying I will not be at Prayer Mountain. Now, I'm not going to make bad confession. Just give you a few keywords. Rain, roads, lake rising, Corps of Engineers. So, bless the Lord. I'm still standing firm for my road. I'm not going to go any further there. But I would advise you who are going out to Prayer Mountain, go what we call the Arkansas way, not the Missouri way. Prayer Mountain's actually right at the border of Missouri and Arkansas. So don't go by the way of the road that Trigger Creek goes over. And there will be good food out there. As far as I know, unless someone texts me, there will be prayer at Prayer Mountain today. Bless the Lord and good food. Now, let's check in. And so that means that our call at noon will be at 12:15 if you're in Central Time, or 15 minutes past the hour wherever you are. Bless the Lord. Brother Max, let's check in and make sure you're here.
I am here. Praise the Lord. Been up since 2:50 a.m.
Did the Lord awaken you?
Well, the Lord awakened me for the prayer call today. And, you know, I was talking to, the Lord been awakening me. There's so many things that I really haven't been sharing. But, you know, this morning, I don't know if you guys heard the news about what's going on, you know, between the president and Elon Musk and all that. All I can say, just pray. Remember when the Lord said, I have a plan? This is part of the plan. This is part of the plan. Sometimes they have to go into politics in a way, but we are praying for them. I don't know if you can read between the lines, but for this big bill to be signed.
We will pray for our leaders this morning. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. There is, continue to pray for our finances for Jordan. And also, there is a dear sister and partner of us. She actually out of the state, not in Minnesota, but somewhere else. She have a court this morning. Just to take a few, a minute, just pray for her court deal today that it will be taken care of. Her name is Marilyn.
Marilyn, all right, I'm going to write that down. And when we come to our prayer with understanding, which is, you know, the Bible speaks of praying with two types of prayer. Pray with the understanding. That means, you know, in your mind and you're praying. And then praying in the spirit in tongues. So we're going to pray with our understanding about some very specific things today. And we will have Marilyn and her court case in there. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I've been meditating like the Lord told us to, on the words for the past 2 weeks. And if I could sum up the emphasis, I would say that it has to do with the Holy Spirit working inside believers and changing us. Changing us and transforming us from one degree of glory to the next until we're in the image of the Lord. And as I meditate these, the change takes place until the rapture of the church. And he's been speaking about the rapture, whether we recognize it or not. You remember he said in 5:21, you don't sleep. You're not to sleep, but to change. Well, that's exactly the scripture of 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 54. And he's talking about this prayer call going on until that day. That day of the rapture of the church. So we're praying about that right now. That's what we're praying. Now, I don't know how far it is into the future, but I know these mysteries. I've even had visions. He said something that had at one time been hidden but now is revealed. This is the mystery of the glory of the church, in the church. So meditation in the past 2 weeks has been absolutely marvelous. And know that you always need to know what God is doing when you're alive on the earth. And what he's doing in the church right now is the Holy Ghost is building us for an house of the habitation of the Spirit. And he is changing us into the very temple of God. He is changing us and bringing us into a state of glory. So just wonderful, absolutely wonderful what he's doing there. And we're going to pray with the understanding. I'll give you kind of a, first off, we're going to pray for our leaders. This is according to Timothy. We'll do that. And then I'm sure you're aware of the shooting of the young couple in Washington, D.C., embassy employees, actually Messianic Jewish, and then the firebomber in Boulder, Colorado. Now, both of these are extreme cases of anti-Semitism brought to the boil through Satan.
Yeah.
It's very hard for Jews to understand this. I watched a movie, Shelley and I, last night that was made in 1989. And I remember watching it in 1989 and really liking it. But when I watched it again last night, we ordered it up on our television, you know, on demand, Driving Miss Daisy. And when I watched it again last night, I didn't have, like, the first time I watched it, it was kind of like joy. It was like a fun movie. But last night, it made me very, very sad. And it's the story. It is the account of Jessica Tandy. She plays a Jewish widow. And her driver, Morgan Freeman, her black driver, and it's called Driving Miss Daisy, and it's about their relationship through the years. And in one of the scenes, he's driving her to the temple, Jewish temple, and the traffic is all jammed up, and he walks out to see what it is, and the temple has been bombed, and she weeps in the last, in the back seat. And so that was 1989, but this thing of Satan trying to kill the Jews, trying to get rid of the Jews because God's made so many promises about them. It's been going on for a long time. It's hard for Jews to understand this. I spoke yesterday morning with a couple in Israel, Jews, and I've been talking to them for some time about, they just don't understand why. I know Ronnie Levy's daughter said to him, Daddy, why do they hate us just because we're Jews? So that's hard for them to understand that it's, they know it's satanic. I mean, they know it's anti-Semitic. Really, it's anti-Jewish and anti-God. But they don't know why. And the reason why is that God gave the authority on the earth to Adam, and Adam sold it out to the devil. And this was legally given by Adam, not morally, illegal. It was given legally, but not morally. And until Adam's lease is up, a six-day lease of 6,000 years, Satan is trying his hardest to destroy all the Jews. So, and of course, the Christians, United States, it's all satanic. Now, we're going to exercise the authority of the believer over these things. And I asked you last week, if you would remember to exercise authority, because I believe joined together, we have enough authority to affect Washington, D.C. and the demonic activity in the heavenlies there together. And we need to do it for two upcoming events, one in Washington, D.C., one in Fort Worth, Texas. In Washington, D.C., Christians United for Israel is having a meeting. Max and Quinn and I are going, and others, of course, maybe of you. That's going to be June 29, 30, and 31. It's actually in Maryland, but, of course, that's a D.C. area. And we're going to take the authority of the believer, and we're not going to allow demonic activity. In this Boulder, Colorado thing, if there had been believers in Boulder, Colorado, using their authority, they could have stopped that. It was a demon that drove that man. I watched a video this morning that he made on the way to do the, he was in a car driving on the way to do this terrible deed. Now, you can keep things like that from happening in your city. I know there's enough of you in Minneapolis that know what you're doing and know the authority of the believer. But you can't just believe it. They couldn't just believe that day in the first Passover. They couldn't just believe that they would be protected by the blood on the doorposts. They had to get inside the house. So you can't just believe in the authority of the believer. You have to do it every day. And it doesn't take long. So we're going to do that for these things, and we're going to make some prayers first. Before we go to the authority of the believer, we're going to make some petition prayers. And we're going to pray, first of all, for those who are in authority, President Trump, the administration, those who are in authority. And then we're going to pray, we're going to go into prayer for, I think we'll do this prayer with the understanding second. We'll do the authority of the believer first. The second, then we're going to also pray for, we have an intercessor, a very well-known intercessor, and very powerful, dedicated intercessor, a woman who is hospitalized for emergency heart. And then God has made provision for his prayer army to be well. And then for Marilyn, who has a court case. So we're going to go with our understanding after we've gone with the authority of the believer. So first of all, we're going to do the authority of the believer. Just follow along with me. Father God, we're so thankful that Jesus said, all authority on heaven and earth is given unto me. Go ye therefore. And he gave the authority on the earth to us, saying that demons would flee to us, saying that we are to give no place to the devil, saying that we are to resist the devil, and telling us that the blood, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we fully acknowledge that we've been given authority, and we want to thank you for the revelation that comes in the book of Colossians, the letter, that we have been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. You have rescued us. And we also want to thank you for what is revealed in Ephesians 1:17, beginning in 17, what is revealed to us about our position. So we're praying that prayer now together. Ephesians 1:17, we begin. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and specifically now, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to us, which is according to the working of your mighty power, resurrection power, in the Messiah, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all rule and authority, principality and power, might and dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head over all to the ecclesia, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, which filleth all in all. And we, you have quickened, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins. When you raised him, you raised the body together. When you quickened him, you quickened the body together with him. When you raised him, you raised the body together with him. When you seated him, you seated the body together with and in him. So this morning, here we are, Father, from all across America and from other nations, I'm sure. And we're seated there with you,
right there with you.
In you, Jesus. And you're seated in us, right here in my prayer chair. You're seated in me. Oh, I do thank you for that. I do thank you, Father, for all these faithful praying, worldwide prayers, WWPs, who are right now in unity. You speak to us often of unity. And so unified in the name above every name, we do take advantage of what you gave us, the authority. And you said to us in Romans 5:17, they who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. So we call the kingdom of darkness to attention. And we say to you, right now, we're all holding our hands out toward Washington, D.C. And we say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against demon activity over the capital of this country. And we specify specifically, we mark out a period of time, June 29, 30, and 31, and the CUFI summit, there will be no undue activity. There will be none. We bind you. We paralyze you. For it is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. And we bind the demon spirits over that city. And we loose, I loose from Prayer Mountain. Angels of God, go in the name above every name. Clear it out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take authority over the demon spirits that would occupy, that would try to come against the, it's a meeting in EMIC in Fort Worth, and it's held by Israelis. Jews and Christians together have brought it together, Orthodox Jews and Christians in Israel, Israelis. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, EMIC has opened their doors when other places would not. And we take authority. We know we've got authority. And we say to you, you cease and desist in all your maneuvers, operations, and manifestations. And we do say in the name above every name, get your hands off our president's head. Get your hands off our senators' heads. Get your hands off our House of Representatives' heads. In the name above every name, we plead the blood of Jesus over the leaders, the civic leaders of our nation. And we plead the blood of Jesus over the Kambaraka Hashkadandonje, the religious and sacred leaders of this nation. Cease and desist in your maneuvers, and cease and desist in your maneuvers against God's own intercessory prayer army. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind you and will not allow you anywhere near our sister who has been hospitalized for her heart. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind you from the court case with Marilyn. In Jesus' name, get your hands off our monies. Get your hands off the monies that are needed for the work in Jordan. Get your hands off the monies that are needed for anybody who's on this call. Anyone who's on this call and doing the work of the Lord, and anyone who's named the name of the Lord, get your hands off our monies in Jesus' name. Get your hands off our monies for Migdol Arbel, for Prayer Mountain, for C4C, for Glorious Church Fellowship, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And now, Father, we come to you with a prayer of our understanding. We pray, first of all, for the leaders. They're only people. They're only humans. But, oh, Father, those who know you, those whom you indwell, we pray for the change in them that you've been speaking to us about. We pray that they will yield to that change, which is from glory to glory, from one degree of glory to the next. I pray for myself. I pray for everyone on this call. And I pray for the governors and presidents and cabinet members and city officials, school boards. Oh, Father God, in the name above every name, quicken them according to your word. And Father, our dear intercessor sister and Marilyn in the court case, and I want to lift up the whole body of prayers your prayer army. You've got a prayer army in the earth. We're just one company of it, but you've got a vast one. And I pray for health and healing and strengthening. You speak often to us of how you strengthen those who are faint. And we pray for that strengthening. We pray for that strengthening in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, now we're just so thankful to you that, oh, Father, it's almost like when you came and visited Adam in the cool of the day. It's almost like you visit us on Wednesdays. I'm thankful. We're all thankful. You know what each heart has said. They have said it unto you, and they have said it unto me. What this prayer call means to them. Now, Lord, we lift our voices. We surrender them to you. Use them to pray what you want prayed into the earth today. By Jesus, my Father, my Spirit of the living God. Mi sato nuko hope. Mi vandio nuko raka, latinio nuko raka diska, masonde nuko poa. Ike feheleto, macho nuko hata, masono no prekata frah la kanga. Ili behiti andoro koho shengde, koho raka daska, tashka, tambre kataka dasha. Ishanto to koho shanto to go to hashek de go braka fraktiana ko de ando go doshka tambrika de koledea ibili dushwata la kombrika ta kafra la kombrika hifato. People shata, people di atata, pahale kanda dan kombrika tefra kadashka tiamana nombrika ta kafai. Ilibur twa shono no kora manyana no kombrika fai atuli kuba. Manyono kopa, masitato. Masitato hapi, makonye, makonye ni kafa, masheto. Ibledwa, masota, 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 mangula hote. Ijetaha. Ango da da becha na bata ho da besa. Ishe bala ho fa pa tieno kapi. Igele bahala kaya. Mango la hapa karya no 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 nombre. Ke fraha toshke dambra kataha shakene gubra katanyene kupa. Igele bahala fito. Mangolo ho chango do koto hosha. Menu qua. Menu no kora gadabri kataka fraka tanya niko ola kabitio. Ijana makahara ka banja na kohora ka dishka tanja niko tashka. Ikala kahalai. Ima na kahara ka diandara go doishang jana kora man nikra. Gele valatora maniandara kohore katishka tonye ni kwa kada kahala kai. Ime ni kwa, me ni kwa feto. Bili kangoro dinyo no koro kodishka. Mashi tato, mashi tato, mashi tato. Isato mi kwa fandero no kishka. Mili duhushwa. Mangole gavirio dambra. Kima na kuhala kobre kadega halai, hanyana kohora kobambra, kada kombrebre, deshandoro godoshka da prekatanye. Ila batiano, Elabachano magicho, magia baladoshe le petunia na coromanaka. Hishato hoshataba. Nascotora maneka. Meshkotonje, meshkotonje. Veto to do gobwa, frandela kohoraka paska tonje, liko to hishak chekte. Sanya ne qua. Stagne ne qua. U frate ne ca, la donia ne quara cotosche. Blidonia ma querio na caffito, pa calagnanda da gahaschi, da niene cocete. Masca d'ambrica de goho shaktia. Acala capara co dehe veratinio, no cora cotasca. Bibru vradion no shutto pe kalai. Gavri gode go benye ne kohoro kodashka tambri kota kodo e jengjang zoro godoshka tambri kata kapaiye ne kohoro kopanye ne kohoro kodashka. Ishato do goho shenje. Mancho no kodoshka tancho do kodoshka. Is it go prefreti his andiana got oshkata, pekata go oshkata, and she got oshakcha. Kabrika dagaha, palasahanya nen, yana kohoroko babra, tiana nakachang der godoshka. Oh, sabrite fenyo no kopa, fatish godoshe ne kopa, sumbatia ne kopata da go bebe, chiana no nombrika dagava. Shottobre che ti hisha, i colomani vahagno, verbeti shua, delle compre che ti cavagne, i geni macrado, lo compre che ti gofragna, lo copra, cade calagnanda, le coi shengiana, no corre cade le camba, cagna, no corre cadaia, no corre cotta, fravalentagna, no corre cotta. Oh, shatita, shatita, shatita. Masko tonio e kelikai. E bella duhushwa. Mandolo ho tortato ko oce, 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 oce. Kivra ha totu ande bella duhushwa ta pata ko ho shangte ne kata o shakjete. Tiene maniata. Gele maniata ka frakata yanda le kobra ha shanta da lo dohe shakchakta da goho shakcha. Isha to to goho she, to to goho she, pata go to he shakcha. Kobre ke te kefan te ponye ne kwa. Mo shante le kobra, mo shante. Bujwata pa kalaka finyo no kohoro ko binya. Kamila tota, kamila tota, kamila tota. Kafrana, kafrana, kafrana. Ma ne kora. Bidi go wa, ma shantora, ma shantiete, di go di ottobre, che di go fa. I shanto do go shakcha, di go to shakcha. Bida gombra. Ita compra, pita compra, fredden, y medico, y se te go brafra cati, y se te de capra, te go onje. Y se a todo go brafra, te no go bafrit, no go apart, ya no go chedica. Y se no mochua. Y se no me quala compre, y veretonia, ni quarcatan, chergodoshka, tabracatashak, chergodoshka, de copracia. Y guide cobrevre de noir, no le corre de recatashka, tan chergodoshka. Y tu hudu de juasha, tala cofrecta, de godiet, chergodoshka, abri, mire tu hufra, quara malai. Mi ricombra fratesce, le frado precaie, ne coro col babila tutta. Meggio non cobre, vrida la cobre, chi va la gnacca, la godosca da braca, halai, halai, halai. Mi talo cobre, vrei, shai, la cola, caprocte. E tu, dudu, giusua. Mi te du guba. Mi te camba la copa. Mango do godoshka. I sueño noko inakolo ta. Aže de verio naka inyero nonoto. Iba chwa. Isako po si fato, pako fretalia praka fatito. Oh, la pratito. Oh, kapalataya noko, la brahalino noko brashakyando na godosha. Wish we did a joie, barakataya, and a kahalakaya, and a kahalaka, fraktia. A la brecha was first on your no quay, atotoko bakai, and on a cobre, Ijana maton, jana kohra kotoshke, debra kataya, and a kahalaka, fraktia. Ibidi guashe, yenikoalakaya, and a kohra kotoshke, tapreka, teka fra. Egele capra, elegede capra, hashon telegodoshka. Ebili toi, mancho no godoshe, tene kadashka tancha da kadashka. Ija tohora compra, inime qua, inime qua, inime qua. Kivra dohishva, totoko hale capra katakafra. Edigotwa. Matura manika, matondo do gombasca ta disca. Eliga barata fraco to co chantegna ne cohora co papra, cateca fraca le campi do lo goce. E se ne metuasco to precateca fra, matoto, matoto. Matoto fia manco lo go prifratasca de. Kamara koto hushende ne koto hushande ne koto hushkata me kata kafratia. Ege vela utonye ne kohra kota afla kata kata nye ne kohra kota afla kata shkata nye ne koto hushkata mbra kata kafra. Ede bretwa masko no koto kopabi la tonye ne kwala kabra kafra kanye ne kohra kota shke. Ibele hutwa, manyo no kuhuru kodoshka ta frata para katinyo. Shanto no goho shekte, de goho shakya. Mango no godoho shakya, la godoho shakya, mdo no godoho shakya. Ibele dwa, mando no godoho shakya, na godyang, da na gondyak to, ta na godoho shakya, na gondyang, da na goho shakya. Saprati shanto tonto ro goho shanta. Ika fraka de goho shema la tohra manakra ala kangabri ta la kotashka to prekata. Ivili dunwa mashwa nyo no kore ki da la kapra fraka tanje de goho shakya. Ijato ro goho shengde de goho shangde de goho shakya ta ro goho shangjekte. Ibili hutwa, masho toro godoho shakya. Mangoro godohe vereti shanta na goho shakta, godoho shang chakta. Ikele menaka, mancho na kohra sheta, te da goho shakta, ene goto fraka, la pata tenyo. Erigo bra tradition, no corocotosca de brecatobra, cafracai, anania, nella cobra, e genematuto, e genematuto, e genematuto. Gobra vidania no corocotosca da precatafrai, mango rocoto e shakjata. Alle brehe frana no corocondiango rocoto e shakjata, coto e shakjata. Chi me ne qua? Me ne cora cadisca tancio lo godosca tambrica de godonghia no godosca tambrica de catrale tope che de ca angiania. Stores, the stores, we lift up the stores, oh, the heavenly stores, oh, ma caladinia ne cora con pappi. Marriage, the marriage, ashtoro con brafratita, che belliho duania ne cora con pacca. E je ne me kata ala kaya, a shandara godo ho shak cheke. I shana ma tohra katashka tanche. E vele doshwa ma tohra ma neka. I ka fralo kompre ke ti ka ala vratanya na kohoro ko papa. Kime ne kwa? Kime ne kwa? Kime ne kwa? E già tutto hoshatia. Ne cora co bravra kataha. Mengola co paha faka. Masciotete, masciotete. E gedi co pra. Un pate co hoshenge. Me costa ta capa. E je ne mandua. Avrato tana co hora katashka. Manya ne kora, manya ne kora. Oh, ilatai, 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 ilatai. Mashkoto hoshe parakatanya ne kora ko pacha. Ishana matashka. Dear saints in prayer, there's one more thing I want us to pray about with our understanding. I think I've mentioned this before, but one of our prayer partners on this line, God has put her in the midst of a lot of Jewish ladies, Jewish people. They live in the same neighborhood. And she's been set there on assignment. I know when people have, people are set on assignment. Sometimes it's to a group around you. But her Jewish friends, and they are Jewish, they're not, you know, messianic. They're Jewish, Jewish. They're frightened. And Jews all across America and even around the world are frightened. And I do believe that a great many of them will go home to Israel. But I felt as we were praying that we should pray for their comfort. And the Lord has spoken to us specifically about comfort on 30th of April. And there he said, have comfort. And then Psalm 119:50, this is my comfort in my affliction, for your word gives me life. And then in 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4, it just so happened that this was the day, anniversary of the date of my husband going home on April 30th, 1986, when God put me in a bubble of comfort. And so this day, on this year, on 4/30/25, he gave me the script, he gave us the scripture, 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves are comforted of God. And Lord, I would ask you to comfort hearts of Jewish people. I would ask you to comfort them, Lord. And I would ask you those that you will to go home now, you'd speak to their hearts and they'd find a way. Or, praise the Lord, we just lift them up. We lift them up to the God of all comfort, knowing that they are they're the apple of your eye. And so we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, yes. Sure I am. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let me pick up my phone here. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. First statement. The fact that I am with you, the fact that I am with you forever. I am your helper. My spirit. Rests. R-E-S-T-S. Rests. Yeah. My spirit rests on each of you. My spirit rests on each of you. The rest is underlined after this. So, on each of you, now it's underlined. Same statement. Wow. The tongues of fire dwells within you. The tongues of fire dwells within you. Okay, I'll read the whole statement again. The fact that I am with you forever. The fact that I am with you forever. I am your helper. My spirit rests on each of you. Underline part. The tongues of fire dwells within you. That is the first statement. All right. Let's see here. John 14, 16 and 17. John 14, 1-4, verses 16 and 17. Matthew 1, 23. That's the three. Matthew 1, 23. Next statement. I will not abandon you. I will not abandon you to negative life. I will not abandon you to negative life.
Lies, L-I-E-S?
Life, L-I-F-E.
Oh, L-I-F-E. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will not abandon you to a negative life on your own. On your own. Instead, when you pray, with my friend and prophet. Instead, when you pray with my friend and prophet, the Holy Spirit guides, with an S, guides, comforts, with an S, guides, comforts, and intercedes for you, children. and intercedes for your children. My covenant. My covenant. Okay, I'll read it again. Oh, there is an underline part in the end. Okay, I'll bring that up. Sorry. I'll start all over here from the beginning on this statement. I will not abandon you to negative life on your own. I will not abandon you to negative life on your own. Instead, when you pray with my friend and prophet, instead, when you pray with my friend and prophet, now this is the underlying part here. The Holy Spirit guides, comforts, and intercedes for you children, my covenant.
Is it covenant or covenants?
COVENANT.
Okay.
Okay.
Covenant.
Okay. So the underlying part starts with the Holy Spirit guides, comforts, and intercedes for you children, my covenant. All right. I believe you got this, Miss Billy.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Jeremiah 31:33. Matthew 28:20. Okay. Next statement. To read like this. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. Just know that I have different sorts. Yeah, S-O-R-T. Just know that you have different sort of temple.
It you have different sort or I have?
That you have different sort of temple mm-hmm. in me. This last four words here or five words, I am, is underlined. So the rest of it is underlined. I am the high priest. I am the high priest is underlined. Okay, I'll start from the beginning here with this statement. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. Just know that you have different sort. Just know that you have different sort of temple in me. And the underlying part, I am the high priest. And that is the statement. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. Just know that you have different sort of temple in me. Underlying part, I am the high priest. All right, moving along. Psalm 139, verse 7. Ephesians 3, verses 11 and 12. Ephesians 2:18. Ephesians 2:18. All right. Let's see here. Next statement is all underlined. And it reads like this. So this whole statement I'm going to read is underlined, all of it.
registered like this. Take this for granted. Yeah, take this for granted. G-R-A-N-T-E-D. Take this for granted. Realize that in your prayer, you have access to my Father. You have access to my Father. You could approach the Holy of Holies. You could approach the Holy of Holies. God would not abandon you. God would not abandon. God would not abandon you. Church, Trump, Israel. Okay, all underlined. I'm going to read it again. So the statement is all underlined. Take this for granted. Realize that in your prayer, you have access to my Father. You could approach the Holy of Holies. God would not abandon you. Church, Trump, Israel. Okay. Next scripture here is Psalm 145:18. Psalm 145:18. Hebrews 13:5. 1:3:5. Hebrews 13:5. Revelation 3:20. Revelation 3:20. Okay. Next statement. I'll read like this. You can't fix everything. Trust me. You can't fix everything. Trust me. I will help you. And them. I will help you and them. THEM. To overcome. Okay, now it's underlined. The rest of it is underlined. I'll repeat this one and then we'll go to the underlined part. It's all one statement. You can't fix everything. Trust me. I can. I will. Help you and them to overcome. Now the underlying part, same statement. I am your peace in the storm. And their light in the darkness. For the change is here. Okay, I'm going to read it one more time, all of it together.
Just a minute here.
You know me, I like to go, I want to know what's going on today.
Okay, now read it again, please.
Okay. You can't fix everything. Trust me. I will help you and them to overcome. The underlying part, same statement. I am your peace in the storm and their light in the darkness, for the change is here. So the underlying part starts with, I am your peace in the storm and their light in the darkness. So the change is here. That's the underlying part. Okay. Let's see here. 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9. Another Peter here. Oh, 1 Peter 5:6-7. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Colossians with a C. 3:13-15. Colossians 3:13-15. Be patient. Yeah. Be patient. It could be passionate. P-A-T-I-E-N-T?
Patient.
Patient, okay. Praise the Lord. Be patient. Pain will end. Be patient. Pain will end. Doors will open. Doors will open. Tears, yeah, T-E-A-R-S. Tears will stop. Tears will stop. Trust me. Believe in relying on God. Believe in relying on God to weather all storms on this earth. Okay, I'll read it again. Be patient, pain will end. Doors will open. Tears will stop. Trust me. Believe in relying on God to weather all storms on this earth. That's the statement. You got this, Ms. Willie, right?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Okay, just checking. All right, then the Lord gave us Jeremiah 18:4. Jeremiah 18:4. James, the book of James, 1:19-21. Yeah, James 1:19-21. Proverbs 27:1-2. Proverbs 27:1-2. Okay, this statement is underlined, the one I'm going to read. And it reads like this. Let me see. Yeah, all of it is underlined. The whole statement is underlined. I mean, emphasized. Well, you know that. Read like this. I am arranging the pieces.
Let me get a drink.
Okay.
I am arranging the pieces.
I am arranging the pieces to work out. Yeah, I am arranging the pieces to work out my plan for your life. Don't grow impatient. I am P-A-T-I-E-N-T.
Don't grow impatient?
Yeah. Don't grow impatient. Don't force doors open. Don't force doors open. Not your own strength. Not your own strength. The answer will come. The answer will come. It will be right on time. It will be right on time. Okay. I'll read it again. I don't know if I said it's all underlined, but this statement
all
is all underlined.
Huh? Okay.
Okay. Yeah, all of it. I am arranging the pieces. I am arranging the pieces to work out my plan for your life. I am arranging the pieces to work out my plan for your life. Don't grow impatient. Don't grow impatient. Don't force doors. Don't force doors open. Don't force doors open. Not your own strength. Not your own strength. The answer will come. It will be right on time. Wow. Praise the Lord. Okay. Scriptures. Let's see. Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16. Jeremiah 29:12. Jeremiah 29:12. James 1:5. James 1:5. This is the only one I know for sure. I'm sure I know all of them in a way. When you read them, they'll come to light. But this one I know for sure. James 1:5. Okay. This is the last statement. Well, there's another scripture below it. But this one is underlined. So this one, the statement I'm going to read is underlined. Have confidence toward me. Have confidence toward me. This is promise. This is promise. I am hearing you. This is promise. I am hearing you. Listen to my answers. Wow. Okay, it's all underlined. I'm gonna read it again. Have confidence toward me. This is promise. I am hearing you. Listen to my answers. I know this one. Luke 1:37. Luke 1:37. Trust in me. Trust in me, yeah.
Praise his name.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. The fact that I am with you forever. I am your helper. My spirit rests on each of you. The tongues of fire dwells within you. And beginning with the tongues of fire dwells within you is underlined. Now, I had the thought as these scriptures came yesterday and the day before, Monday and Tuesday, were Pentecost. One person wrote me that it was 1,995 years ago. I'm not sure about that. But around 2,000 years ago, yesterday and the day before, is when the Holy Spirit fell as tongues of fire. So I noticed that the Lord is speaking to us about that today. about that happening. And this is like the anniversary date of it. So I believe there's something in that. You know, the Bible's very plain about dates and moeds and anniversaries, and the feast came on a certain date. So this is really our closest prayer call to the actual day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit fell.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Which is Monday and Tuesday. And so now I see here, it seems to me that he's speaking to us about that very thing on this special date. And of course, this was the promise of the Father. Reading from the English Standard. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth,
wow,
whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Of course, when you're born again, the Spirit comes and dwells in you, but this is a text speaking particularly about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Bless the Lord. Matthew 1:23. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting that he began, I am with you, and then he gives us the scripture for it. I am your helper, and then he gives us the scripture for it. Oh, folks, this is God. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you, Lord.
I will not abandon you to negative life on your own. Instead, when you pray with my friend and prophet, and now underlined, the Holy Spirit guides, comforts, and intercedes for you, children, my covenant. That's his covenant promise to us. Jeremiah 31:33. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. King James says end of the world, but it's not, it's end of the age. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. Just know that you have different sort of temple in me. And then underlined, I am the high priest. Psalm 139:7. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? Ephesians 3:11-12. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confidence through him. Now, I'm going to read this. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. That's the ESV. Here is the New American. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith faith in him. Ephesians 2:18. For through him, we both have access in one spirit to the Father. And now all of this is underlined. Take this for granted. Realize that in your prayer, you have access to my Father. You could approach the Holy of Holies. God would not abandon you, church. Trump, Israel. See, he gave us, it's just amazing. We're to take for granted that we have access to the Father. We can go into the Holy of Holies. We're not going to be abandoned, or in the old times, if you would go into the Holy of Holies, you would die. But no, we have access. It's a great thing, and we can literally take it for granted. Yeah, next line. Take this for granted. Realize that in your prayers, you have access to my Father. You could approach the Holy of Holies. God would not abandon you, church, Trump, Israel. Psalm 145:18. The Lord is near to all who call on him. To all who call upon him in truth.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
And then Hebrews 13:5. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Actually, I like the New American. Make sure that your character is free from the love of money. It's not money, it's love of money. You could have love of money and not have a dime. Make sure your character is free from love of money. You can have money, but money can't have you. Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. Now that is Hebrews 13:5. But the next verse is so wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and read it. So that we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? And then Revelation 3:20. I added that next verse, but it's good. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. Now, folks, sometimes people get the idea that this is he's standing at the door of sinners. This was written to the church. He's standing at the door of our hearts. And if we open the door, he'll come in and dine with us, have a meal with us, a covenant meal, eat with us.
Wow. He said God would not abandon you, church.
That's right.
You're right there,
You just open the door to him. He's knocking at your door. You can't fix everything. Trust me, I can. I will help you and them to overcome. I am your peace in the storm and their light in the darkness. For the change is here. First Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Colossians 3:13 through 15. Bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Be patient. Pain will end. Doors will open. Tears will stop. Trust me. Believe in relying on God to weather all storms on this earth. Jeremiah 18:4. And the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to do, or to make it. James 1:19-21. Know this, my beloved brethren. Everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility, receive the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. A whole lot in this.
Wow.
Brother Hagin would always say, it tells you to be quick to hear and slow to speak. He said most are quick to speak and slow to hear. But that's opposite what he wants. He wants us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the implanted word, the word of God, which is able to save your souls. Well, now this is written to Christians. They're already saved, the way we say saved, born again. But that's just the start. Remember how he told us sometime back that the beginning of our salvation was just the start? That we weren't finished?
Yeah.
We weren't done yet?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
yeah.
what this means. You're born again, and that starts the saving of your soul. The word save in the New Testament is sozo, and it's like the word shalem in the Old Testament, or shalom. It means whole, make whole. So your souls, your mind, your will, and your emotions. So when you're born again, your spirit's immediately a brand new creation. But your soul and your body are to be saved as well. They're to be made whole. Now the body, it's on the process and going to glorification. But your soul right now is renewed. That means your mind's renewed by the word.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly the same as Romans 12:2. To be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, the implanted word in you is changing you, changing your mind, and it's making you whole. We're going to be every whit whole. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Proverbs 27:1-2. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth. A stranger, and not your own lips. In other words, be humble. You know. Bless the Lord. Let somebody else brag on you. Now, this is all underlined. I am arranging the pieces to work out my plan for your life. Don't grow impatient. Don't force doors open. Not your own strength. The answer will come. It will be right on time. Now, you know, folks, sometimes in this prayer, we're praying about others. We're praying about Trump. We're praying about Israel. We're praying about a lot of folk. Sometimes it can speak particularly to your heart. But if he doesn't confirm it that he's speaking to you in your heart, let it be for somebody else. If he's telling you, let's just say, for instance, he tells you to go down and apply for a job and use your faith for it and claim it. Okay, that's a door, and you can do it. But there are sometimes there are doors that he doesn't want us to force open. So don't just take this as, oh, my goodness, I better not apply for that job or I better not call back. You follow God. You follow God, what he says. You listen. He's speaking. You listen. So this might apply completely to someone else. Or if you have a quickening right now when we read this, it may apply to you.
Yeah.
But don't make it apply to you if it doesn't apply to you.
Right.
Okay, Hebrews 4:16. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. King James says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Jeremiah 29:12. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. King James says, I will hearken unto you. New American says, I will listen to you. Amplified says, then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. In other words, answer you. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Underlined, have confidence toward me. This is promise. I am hearing you. Listen to my answers. I think this is pointing out that we just don't ask him, but we know by faith that he's hearing us, and then we need to be quiet and listen for his answer. Luke 1:37. For nothing will be impossible with God. Isn't that great?
Wow. Thank you.
That's what he's telling us. When you pray, just know, I'm listening. I'll give you an answer. And nothing's impossible to me. And then his signature, trust in me.
You know, Miss Willie, I'm just going to go back up here to when the Lord gave us this statement. And the end of it read like this: "And God to weather all storms on this earth."
Uh-huh.
I believe the Lord is speaking to us of change here. This is what the Spirit of the Lord just opened up to me on this.
Mm-hmm.
He's changing.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the change. The change of the, you know, the weather changed the appearance of our life. I mean, you said it earlier. You said the lake is going high, the roads take this road, take Arkansas, mm-hmm. don't go through Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord is speaking about the change. And we are to all the tears. I believe he's talking to Israel. He's talking about maybe COVID.
Too.
He's talking, yeah, it's talking about everything here.
Too.
Telling us, you know, to stop, trust him, believe.
That's right.
Relying on him. Yeah.
That's right. I believe that's exactly right.
Praise
there are
God,
storms
I mean,
in life.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we are to trust him.
We have a
and he mentions that the change, going back from that one statement, you can't fix everything. Trust me, I can. I can. You can fix it.
Yeah.
I will help you and them to overcome. Now, I think maybe you is us, the church, and them is the Jews. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure. That just could
be. Yeah, maybe.
It could be a bunch of other thems. I don't know. I am your peace in the storm and their light in the darkness. Where the change is here. In other words, this thing is not going to go on like this forever. He can fix it. He can fix it. He can fix it for eternity. Pain will end. Doors will open. Tears will stop.
And don't force open doors. I mean, he is just like, this is what I'm saying to you. Don't get the idea that doors will open, but at the same time, don't force it.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. Is there, I believe there is a scripture. I'm not sure if it's scripture or not, but I believe it is. It says there's no doors will that, you know, the Lord closed will be open, or there's no doors.
Yeah, that's
doors,
in Revelation.
Open. Okay.
That's the book of Revelation.
I just thought of that when we got that statement on the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Praise God.
It says he can open doors no man can open, and he can close doors no man can shut.
That's it. That's mm-hmm. it. I thought that's the scripture coming, but it wasn't. But
uh-huh.
mm-hmm. he gave us what, you know, we just think again.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes I expect a scripture, but sometimes he doesn't give the scripture, but the verse itself is almost like the scriptures.
Yeah. Yeah. He's telling mm-hmm. us what he wanted to tell us. That he said, listen to my answers. In the end, right there. I am hearing you. Listen to my answers.
Yeah. Take your time and listen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think sometimes we do that. We just mouth off a prayer and we don't listen for the answer.
Yeah,
remember how he told us to be silent? Sometimes to be silent.
Be silent. Be quiet.
Be quiet.
Settle down.
And listen.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah. Don't strive. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, we need to emphasize again. Everybody needs to read them and. The Lord will speak to each individual heart of what is for all of us. Praise the Lord.
That's it. That's it. And if it doesn't quicken to you, then it's someone else, you know.
Someone else, yeah.
Yeah. So just praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, the Holy Spirit is our helper, and he's working in us and changing us.
Yeah.
Praise God. And I just thanked God this morning that he speaks with us. He visits us every Wednesday. And we have another session with him coming up 15 minutes past the hour. So until then, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.